Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. So I have another question here. It says, hey, Dave, how does the same aim bias, say, due to lines on a putter, also apply to markings on other clubs in the bag? Could one change the markings on, say, a driver for someone who's having difficulty aiming the driver? That's a really interesting question, and let me tell you a little story about that. Years ago, I have a friend. His name is Lon Hinkle, mostly known for a stupid tree at a U.S. Open where he was a long hitter at the time, and he was cutting a corner, and they put a tree up to stop him using an alternate fairway. But he was a phenomenal player, won multiple tournaments, great steward of the game, great guy. And I did a putter fitting on Lon, and he said to me, after the fitting, I fit him in. He was playing a blade and he aimed it terribly. And I fit him into a mallet and he aimed it perfect. And he said to me, you know what? I've just switched to a driver that looks a lot like this putter, more round and bulbousy. My other driver looked a little more angular and looked more closed. And I've been hitting the ball great with it. So subsequently, we went and put a mirror on the putter face, shot the laser to the golf ball and said, set up to the driver and set up to the driver. And he aimed it perfect. And the other one, he didn't aim in the same way. And so it was like, wow, that was really substantial in the sense that our ability to aim a golf club doesn't just pertain to a putter. It pertains to all golf clubs. And I did a study later on that was quite interesting. I did the same study. A friend of mine, Rich Beam, loves tons of offset. So he's like, I can't play anything that doesn't have a lot of offset in it. And so if you think of a blade, let's say an iron having zero offset, medium offset, and a lot of offset, I wanted to see what that did. So I put a mirror on the putter face and I had a angled part of the building that I was in that, you know, I could put markings on the roof, on the ceiling. And I tested multiple players with all three irons. And the amazing thing is, you know, a lot of people think, oh, blades fade it, blades hit it more to the right, offset hits it more left. And the irony of the situation is the rebound markings between an offset iron on the ceiling and a non-offset iron were about 12 inches apart. And this is only, I want to say like 8 feet away. So imagine the differential way out there. So the thing that surprised me the most was I thought a blade would aim to the right and an offset iron would aim more left, and it was exactly the opposite. And so at address, the markings were more left of the target line that we had chosen. And then when I said, let's go to impact fix, meaning let's go to the impact position, where does this pattern switch? The pattern was exactly the same and switched to the right, to the target line, but it was amazing to see how much more right an offset iron aimed than a non-offset iron. And I think maybe that holds true to like the technique of a player that plays more in to out, never really liked offset irons. They always like blades because of the, you know, this inherent aim bias to a blade. A blade aiming more left will begat more in to out, and an offset iron maybe exacerbates the problem of going more over the top. And we noticed that at Henry Griffith's back in the day, we had two iron heads. We had a non-offset iron head and we had an offset iron head. And it would be interesting. I'd put the non-offset iron in someone's hand and they would say immediately, oh, I'm not good enough for this. And they would pure it. And then you put the offset iron in their hand and they would hit it more right. And they were flabbergasted because the myth of offset irons helping aim, you know, correct directional bias more left is not always true. And there are other factors that I'm going to get into later on down the road about this that have to do with this also. But so yes, markings on the golf club do change how we look. Now, after that, I showed this concept to Tim Tucker, who was Bryson DeChambeau's caddy. And he and a friend of his created with Sean Foley a sticker scenario that went on top of drivers that changed aim bias. So yes, the markings on golf clubs do matter. And you'll know looking down at certain drivers look janky to you. They look like the aim crooked or more open or close. And that's due to the shape. And it's also due to the paint patterns and factors that they put on drivers. Like I have a driver that has a white back on it, an M2, and you know, I'm sure that draws more focus backward, just like in a putter, and it tends to look more open, which gives me a little more solace to feel like I can cover it. So it is something to take into account. It is something that is actually explainable. You can test it if you had a laser and a mirror, and you could just stand and say, let me test these four drivers and see which one I aim better. And iron offset has a big deal to directional bias and or perception of that golf club. I often wonder if people that, you know, come over the top and have that cut swing, that the reason they have it is because of the golf clubs that they have that look open and actually aim open. So they're forced to come over the top. And then they grab a driver that it maybe doesn't have the same directional bias to it and aim and or the physics of it. And they struggle with that. So they may have a mismatched scenario in terms of woods and their irons and or wedges. So, you know, it's all quantifiable, it's explainable, and it's researchable. We just haven't got there yet as an industry to look towards the minutiae, the little things that matter. And a golf game is a game of lots of little factors coming together for the purpose of doing the action that we intend. And often we have so many competing variables going on, and we wonder why this game is so difficult. And we just haven't, as an industry, taken into account these scenarios that really are substantial. A whole lot of little good things that may not seem important put together in the right package is going to be a better scenario. That's where club fitting, instruction come together, marry as a process to help each individual understand how they perceive things and the functionality of these little variables come together in a complete package for the act of hitting a golf ball straighter. So great question. I've been wanting to talk about it. Everything matters. Everything is measurable. Everything can be understood. And then there's us, and finding the right resource to help you find those variables is the holy grail of playing your best golf. So thanks for the question, and keep them coming.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time